reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping.
You're now dialed into the Voice of Tor podcast with your host, Luke Hay. The Voice of Tor podcast is brought to you by Westchester Mulch Company and FMF Rental.
Secretly stern as they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's
going... All right, all you Torons and Voice of Tor podcast listeners out there. This is the week before. This is Thursday night before the Mad Bass GP down in Franklinville, New Jersey. I don't have any fast guys. Well, I guess you could call him a fast guy. I got a retired fast guy on the line, but I don't have any of our current racers interviewed for this one, but I have Tegan, who is always on, and Mr. Tegan Temple, and then I have our race. I think we should switch his name to race commander. Somebody else has that title right now, but I believe the race commander is the one who actually calls the races, and that would be none other than Sammy Nix. I have Tegan and Sammy. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, what's going on? How's it going, guys?
Well, gentlemen, it's another race weekend is here upon us. Sammy, you're pretty familiar with the area down there. Tegan, you've been working on the track. I know you guys popped that little video out for us. We will dig deeper into all that stuff here, but I want to give everybody a little background here on our buddy Sammy. Sammy, I'm going to let you take it away, man. I usually just ask for a little bit of a bio, you know, say your name, where you're from, what your history is, what you're doing with Tor, all that stuff, and we'll take it from there, man.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know me, I'm the guy calling 10 seconds every weekend. I've been around racing for about 15 years now. I've known Tegan for about that long, but the way I got involved with Tor was actually through Bree. Me and Bree have been friends for well over 15 years. We were friends in high school. And once this deal kind of came together, I was like, hey, like, I heard you guys need an announcer. And they were like, nope, Luke's got that covered. And I was like, oh, all right, then, well, like, you just tell me where I fit in. And I fit in up there on the line. So I did my share of racing. I spent about 3 years doing GNCCs, nationals, and locals. And then decided that I'm too old and too fat to keep up with these 15-year-olds that – don't have to go to work on Monday morning. So fell into this role, and yeah, here we are. Perfect fit for me.
So where are you from, buddy?
Oh, local South Jersey guy. Sand, Pine Barrens, Millville.
So we're going right back into your neck of the woods here this weekend?
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes up the street from my house.
Nah,
pretty local.
Not that close, really?
Yeah, and this is the farthest Jersey round for me. So
what?
I get spoiled down here.
It's going to be a long rest of the year for him, you know. 10 minutes, 5 minutes,
yeah, what
the hell? Doesn't get any closer than that.
Yeah, the judge is about 5 minutes. I'm a little spoiled there.
Dude, yeah, you've it does. So I'm sure you're not going to be camping with us any of these weekends moving forward.
Well, I mean, the camper will be out there. Hopefully, hopefully the baby doesn't mess up the camping.
Oh, that's an important thing. Tell us what else you got going on. What's going on in your personal?
Yeah, life? I got a little girl here expected actually a month from today. So, yeah, right in the middle of the Jersey stint. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm sure she'll make an appearance at one of these last couple rounds before the end of the year is over.
Yeah, that would be awesome. It's kind of like the running joke is that we're also running a daycare at Tor.
Oh, yeah.
We got a good start for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, congratulations on that. Obviously, I knew that before you told me, but congratulations, man. And all the best to you and Kate with that. And we're looking forward to having another little baby running around at the races.
Yeah, yeah, can't wait to see her on the Strider track.
Yeah,
Stacy track.
Me too, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, lightning tikes. Can't wait to see it.
I'm sure, man. Don't blink. It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
So with that said, Sammy, tell us a little bit more about what you do rewind a little bit to race day. What is your daily? Wait, walk us through a race day with Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I mean, my number one goal for the weekend is just to keep things timely, to keep on time as best I can. And then outside of that, once I get the races started and moving, my second priority is always to kind of try to make it to the worst part of the track, at least for the youth and for the ladies for the fifth moto. I always try to make sure I'm at, you know, the worst spot. The last time I went to the hill climb at Dry Branch, I made it my way down to the mud hole. So just always.
And is that because you like to point and laugh at all the girls and the kids while they struggle?
No. I mean, I got to watch. The girls will beat me if I let them get stuck. no, I just like, I like pointing lines, and I like, I'm an old school GNCC mud flea. So I just like being in the thick of it and being where I can be the most helpful.
It's pretty funny, you know. The guy that's on the starting line, usually the driest part of the track, is usually the most muddiest covered guy. Sam, I come up to him, you know, Sam, what are you doing there? You're covered head to toe in mud. But yeah, he's out there, you know, pulling you guys out, which is awesome.
Yeah, you just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, if you ever want to go to the most challenging part of the track, just look for the guy on the red quad right after the start. Just follow me there. I need the help.
Love it, man. That's awesome. I feel like you and I are always kind of doing like the same thing. Like we have like whatever we're doing at that moment, and then we'll find like 20 minutes where we can go run back into the woods or something, and like we'll pass exactly. each other going one way or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and then if I'm not running in the woods or on the start, I try to make my way through the pits a couple times a day and just say hi to everybody, make sure everybody's doing good, make sure there's, you know, no issues or questions, and just make sure everybody has a good weekend.
Yelling at those rowdy pit bikers.
That's what I was going to say. Don't let the big bubbly personality fool you. He is the enforcer too. So Sammy will bring the hammer down on you if you get out of line.
Oh yeah.
And I don't like it, but I like racing more than I like people ruining it for us. So I'll gladly be the enforcer.
Beautiful. Yeah, not my job. I stay as far away from that as possible. But moving right along, not like we have a bunch of goofballs or anything like that, but somebody's got to be in charge of these races.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With that being said, do you guys want to talk a little bit about what we have in store for the weekend, just as far as things to mind our P's and Q's with, let all of our regulars and anyone who might be coming out for the first time know this is kind of a unique setting and location?
Yeah, this is about as unique as it gets on the tour of tour. You know, as far as where the racing will be taking place, compared to where the parking, sign up, and all that good stuff. I guess I'll start with the parking. There's some discrepancies on parking. I pull up 54 to 150 Fries Mill Road on my phone. It brings me right to the field, but there has been discrepancy on that. If you're having trouble finding it, type in Delcia Regional High School, and it will be more than likely, if you're coming off 55, it will be the field before the high school, right on the right, big grass field there. Just look for the campers, I guess, and the tour flags will be out. Put those out around 4 o'clock. So look for those. I guess getting into the parking versus where the track is, it's a 0.8 mile ride from the parking lot to the racing area. There's a, as a crow flies, it's a lot closer, but there's a giant lake in between us. So it's a big horseshoe road around the lake. And so like we talked about pit vehicles and everything, we're allowing those this weekend. If you don't have a pit vehicle, we do have a hayride. So feel free to, you know, that'll be running all during racing hours. You can hop on that, and that'll bring you over to where all the racing action is.
And what did I hear another thing about friends of ours at DTM?
Oh, yep. DTM is offering golf cart rentals. So if that's something that you might be interested in, give them a call, go on their website. I believe there's a form to fill out that you can, you know, rent the golf cart. They're going to bring them to the track. We'll have them at the keys and all that stuff at registration. Come up to registration, show us your ID, we'll give you the keys, the number, and off to the races you go. So, yeah, like I said, long walk, you know, make sure you bring a bicycle, you know, pit bike.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Golf cart, whatever you got. We're going to be lenient this weekend with them. That in mind, we're also going to be very strict. Helmets worn, first gear in the pits, you know.
No 5-year-olds, 10-year-old kids. We don't want to see any children driving the golf carts, the side-by-sides, or anything like that.
No, definitely not. Any funny business, guys getting out of hand on pit vehicles, first offense, we're going to ask you to park it for the weekend. You're done. You know, one time you're done. We don't want to see you on that thing again for the rest of the weekend. Second time, you're disqualified. Third time, you're asked to leave. So, we want to keep
that's
it
even
fun.
Lenient. I think it should be second request. Second should we get booted?
Yeah. Everybody, it's a long walk. We hate to have the people walk, so we're trying to be lenient. But, all we ask is please don't take advantage, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's more than fair.
Yeah, it only takes one or, two bad eggs to ruin it for the whole bunch. So we ask that you guys police yourselves as well in the pits. If you see something, as per usual, that shouldn't be happening or that you have a problem with, find a tour staff member or go right up to registration trailer and let it be known so we can take care of it.
That's a big thing I've been trying to explain to people. It's like we're here to put on a race for you guys. And that is our absolute main focus, is to give everyone the best possible race that we can. So if we're, spending half our time in the parking lot or running around chasing people on pit bikes, it's just taken away from the race. So guys, please, please just be respectful of us and the property and let us put on a good race for you guys and keep the parking lot, respectful as possible.
Beautiful. Well said. And you also had mentioned that we are pretty much sharing a property line with Delcy High School, I believe it is. Is it Delcy High School?
Yeah. I believe so, yes. Sammy's a local. Is that pronounced right? I think I already got yelled at once for pronouncing it wrong. So.
What did you say? Delcy? I'm not a local.
Delcia, maybe I said. I was already corrected once. So I'm just a, PA native, Westchester.
A mouth breather, that's all.
Yeah.
But the high school's right there. It butts up right to the field going to be the main camping field. So yeah, absolutely no fires, no open containers, no illegal narcotics. And that's just because, again, guys, one, it's in a school zone, two, it's really dry down here. I know I had a couple people reach out to me about the enclosed propane fire pits, and me and Tegan talked about it last night, and just because of the dryness and the factor of being close to the school.
Yeah, I think it's raining everywhere around the country right now. I see mudders races getting canceled, and we're over here praying for rain. But it is in the forecast. So another thing,
we got hammered. We will have.
Yeah, we got nothing here today again, but it's on the radar for tomorrow and Saturday. So hopefully we get some of that. If not, we do have a water truck. Supplied by WTF training facility.
God bless him.
Todd picked it up with the FMF rental truck this afternoon and is bringing it down. So we'll have the roads, extreme section, finish, start, maybe try and get in the woods here and there where we can. We'll try and water as much as we can.
But where are we going to fill it up?
Well, there is a giant lake.
We got no lack of water around.
No lack of water. It's just all in one area. It's not coming from the sky, unfortunately.
So you mentioned in that water there, Tegan, not to sidetrack you on your discussion of cool gadgets that we have coming down, but I didn't watch any of the footage of the track builder or any of the layout. I just saw that you posted it there with Justin riding. I have not watched it yet, but did you incorporate any of the water or is there a water feature or crossing or anything like that this weekend?
Unfortunately, no. There will be a gator pit. It'll be a dry sugar sand pit. This sand is like beach sand, so if you guys are looking for a tire choice, I would recommend a paddle. That's what I've been telling everybody. I know if I was racing, that's what I'd be lacing up for the weekend. Other than the giant lake, we got to drive around to get to the race. Not really much water out there. It's been dry down here in Jersey. So, spot. I think with the way this sand is and as sugary as it is, I don't think it's the dust will be as bad as a Pennsylvania dirt race. You know, sure. The sand has been far, and I remember racing in the Florida GNCC. You know, it'd be dusty there, but it wasn't always terrible, just because it's that finer, sugary sand. For some reason, the dust isn't as bad. So that's what I'm hoping for, and I guess we'll see. But we'll water as much as we can and hope for rain in the meantime.
What's the rest of the terrain like as far as, is it all that like kind of deep sugary sand, or is there some more like dirty, rootier stuff in there?
There's like a top layer to it. It's like that pine, you know, that crust to it. It's kind of like loamy, rooty, you know, that top layer. And then after that, it's just bottomless Florida sugary sand. We're actually racing on an old campground, and we're building the extreme. Well, King was out there building the extreme section, and we found some hard sand, but after further inspection, I think that was just for an old campsite. So you have a nice little hard pack section in the middle of the extreme. I think the rest will be sugar sand is what I'm seeing from running the machines and digging up the dirt.
Gotcha. So it's going to be a bit of a change up here for what we've been kind of doing for the past couple of weeks. I mean, I guess Bud's Creek was pretty, that was more sandier than some people are, you know, acknowledging.
Yeah.
That was
some loamy, yeah, like prime clay dirt.
But otherwise,
I think the closest comparison is probably going to be to the Judge earlier this
year.
Okay. Similar to that.
Yeah, I would agree with Sammy there for sure.
Gotcha. So who do you guys like this weekend coming in? Like, you know, we're can't show too much bias as we're involved in promotions here, but we're also fans and we go to every race, so we've got some of our favorites. I know I do, at least. How about you guys? Anybody you're looking forward to seeing this weekend?
As far as pro riders?
Yeah,
or
pro guys. I mean, you could just
at?
Say anybody. Anybody, yeah, I mean, maybe anybody that comes to mind, but I mean, specifically the pro class, you know, the one that, you know, the premier lines that most of the people have their eyes on.
Okay. Well, we're in South Jersey here. I mean, you gotta think about the sand riders. You know, obviously you got Lappy right off the bat.
Yeah, dead giveaway,
Coming off that overall. I think that might have been, was that his first overall?
It was. I don't know if it was first ever, but it was this year, I believe.
Okay.
I think Ranger coming back home, back in the sand, we're not really going to have any, you know, hard tacky ruts, which seemed to be his kryptonite. I think I think this could be his chance to get his first true official overall.
Okay. I like this. I think
Corey Dalton too. on the two smoker, he's got it, I think, figured out now.
We're starting a revolution.
It was cool seeing him come out front. It seemed like I didn't get the full scoop on that, but I did see him having some bike troubles. I think he came went into the woods first, came out last, and I saw him messing with it, looking down at the bike. I never did get the full scoop on what happened there.
First moto just flat. Totally no first moto just hadn't really rode that bike, just got it put together, and the suspension was just totally off. It was super super soft. So for the second moto, he stiffened it all the way up as hard as he could get it, and he said that definitely helped him. So it was a suspension issue.
Well, Moto 2, he came out swinging and got himself on the box, which is sweet. So, yeah.
I know we kind of...
I think...
go on.
I think Lucas Steelman, too, could be a little sleeper. I think he's starting to kind of put it together and back to Jersey, back to, you know, home turf. He could be a... He could be a lion in the woods there coming to strike.
Yeah, he always has speed, and he's always throwing together slick lines. Like, he's got it. He's just he's got to put together, you know, that full race of the line.
He was very impressive at Buzz Creek with that. His moto style, coming, throwing the big whips and everything, scrubbing, staying low.
Same with all. You got to keep an eye on him in the extreme section, in the Pro 125 class. Dude, he always is sending any jump or anything he can find in the extreme section, always ascending it. But he's running both classes, but he's got the speed on the
125. He definitely had a clutch line there at Hurricane. I think everybody was struggling with those logs coming in. Mm. That matrix Kane laid out there. And he would roll up, and he would hit that first one, and he'd land in the corner and miss the ball. I think he was the only guy I saw doing that.
It's funny that you mentioned Luke, because he has officially moved into second place for the points lead right now as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right here.
I think the farm boy was loving on the farm, but he's also a sand guy.
Yeah, so I'll believe it when I see it, when the farmer gets his ass out of the field and comes on down.
Yeah, he's got to get off that welding machine. He's actually loading the bucket up for me right now, so I can't say too much, you know. But, yeah, I think he's always been a sand rider, and he's another one that lets it hang out, and the soft sugar sand lets you do that. So,
what about, this is a – like death, taxes, and Kyle McDonald showing up at a South Jersey local. Is he going to show up this weekend? It sounds like it's right up his alley.
You know, it's funny. I'm pretty sure I saw him come through a pre-reg for Hurricane, but I don't think he made it out.
I think he had a little vendetta with David Knight at the local Enduro that he...
Oh, is that what that was about?
Okay. Yeah, I think he wanted to go try to close him out.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he's always a good sand rider. I remember racing Kyle for years, and he was a good sand rider at Sahara Sands. I remember battling, and he was always strong there. So this could be right in his wheelhouse.
Hey, what about Wild Wally Palmer, too? We're back in South Jersey. Are we going to see another appearance from him? Anybody had any word on that?
I think he's showing up. I talked to him earlier in the week. I think he's showing up with two electric bikes, not a Stark and that other little bike he had, the Suron. I think he's coming with two Starks. Hmm. So he usually has a good showing with the bigger bike, the Stark. So we'll see what he can put together.
Well, as we're looking at it here, we kind of chatted with him about most of the top five already. We got so as they run, I'll just go through the top 10 right now. As they run, it's Ranger Emmons, Lucas Seelman, Kyle McDonald, Dylan Hicks, Kyle Grenowicz, Ryan Quinn, Dylan Recchia, Corey Dalton, and Ryan Lasher, and Hunter Bush. Still in the top 10 is Hunter Bush. He's only came to three, but he's holding on to some points there. But then just back up to the mid-pack there, we missed Kyle Grenowicz coming off a podium here at Hurricane Hills. And
I think a moto win.
Yeah, and I was going to say a moto win. Yeah, so he was showing some speed, and he's determined. He's only missed one round this year, but otherwise he's pretty consistent. Listen to these results right here. Round one, 11th, and then round two, 4th, missed round three, and then he went 4th, 8th, 7th, 3rd. So he's finishing pretty consistently in the top five almost. He's got an eighth and a seventh, but yeah, he's sneaky fast. That's what I was going to say. And he also mixes it up in the Pro 125 line as well.
I've been talking to Kyle. I keep telling him he's got to get away from that RM. I don't mean to. I know you're an RM guy.
You're a friggin' hater.
He just had nothing but problems with that. And every once in a while you get a lemon. It happens. You know, I'm not hating all Suzuki. But I've been telling the kid, you know, get on two-stroke, man. I'm an old two-stroke guy. I don't know. But he rips on that 125. I'm like, man, just line that thing up in the pro class and see what you can do.
I ran over to the beer fridge for a second.
I gotcha.
Yeah, last thing I heard was he rips on that 125, and I was like, hopefully this is a long sentence.
And speaking of the 125, I know earlier you said, guys, you know, to look out for this weekend. Talk about Landon Wentz and Ryder Siggety
in the
B class behind the 125 guys, man. They are every weekend just the best race of the weekend to watch. Those boys have been putting in work this year. It's been really cool watching them battle.
Yeah, they've been trading some wins there, a couple of rounds. Ryder's been getting the better of Landon at most of them, but I know Landon did take a win. And they all run in two different bikes, too, in that class. So that's the Open B class, I believe, and Landon is running the 250F, and Ryder is on his YZ125. So it's awesome.
I have some inside knowledge on that. I think Landon's bringing out a secret weapon this weekend. He bumped up to a 350 for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Is that so?
Yeah.
I thought for a second you were going to tell me he got a 252 stroke. I was going to be like, now we're talking.
I tried talking to the 252 stroke, but he just does not want to, you know. No one takes the bait on the two strokes, you know.
They're all starting to learn, though.
I try and preach him.
They are starting. Yeah. Most of these guys are getting the memo. I mean, you know, you got some of these guys like Big Joe switching over. He's enjoying his awesome old Japanese bike. And then Corey got on his YZ. And, I was going to say Recchia, but he was already on his two-stroke. But he seems like he's in love with the YZ now. It's funny. People are just loving these two-strokes.
Hey, and talking about Big Joe on that, the 250 two-stroke, that A Open class right now, that battle is hot.
Yeah, let me click over the A Open battle.
If you count in the drops, it's tied right now.
Okay, so, right now it shows me that Big Joe is beating Paulie Walnuts.
Right, but if you add in the drops.
Okay, so two, even. Oh, yeah, that's 24 points, so that would be two firsts, I guess.
Yeah.
Hanging
the other side now.
Huh, I got you. So you got, it's Big Joe, Paulie Walnuts, Connor Plummer, Zach Garrison, Zach Myers, Robert Hunter, Clayton Robbins, Rich Lafferty in the top 10 in that class. Ryan Rossa and Luke Daly rounding out the top 10. That's the Open A class. Yeah, it's been a battle. So Big Joe went 1-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. And then at Hurricane Hills, he took a sixth. So his worst finish on the year was at Hurricane. And then Paulie Walnuts has been kind of the opposite. He went 8th. Third, skip, and then he went one. Yeah, he's three wins in a row. Mm-hmm. So he's really tracking down Big Joe right now.
Is that some of the sand versus dirt rock, you know, that we're seeing there? I don't know.
I think it could be. Paulie Walnuts is a Pennsylvania guy, and Big Joe obviously being Jersey. But I know Big Joe was really hating the woods at Hurricane. He was definitely not in love with it.
I think I might be wrong here, but I think he was struggling with a flat tire there, so that might have something to do with the sixth place there.
Dude, I heard so many people that got a flat. Now I can't even keep it. I know. I remember Quinn Garrison, because his was in the video. Yeah, Garrison, he was leading, and he had to go out. Paulie Walnuts said he had a flat. He said he had a flat tire in that race, I think.
Oh, so no excuse then. Paulie pulled it out with a flat.
That's what I gather from reading the comments. You know, you got to keep yourself abreast out there on social media. And every time we get tagged in something online, I go in and make sure I'm reading it and seeing what's going on out there. But it looks like Paulie and Joe were chatting back and forth in one of I think it was in one, because those dudes post those helmet cam videos, and like they're all, you know, they're all boys and everything. So it's fun to watch them chat back and forth.
That's definitely a fun class to watch. You know, those guys, you know, they're always, you know, fist pumping at the end of the weekend, and they're just, you know, nothing but smiles. They're having a great time.
Yeah, actually, good race.
I got in some of that helmet cam footage.
Oh yeah,
and I gotta get it posted. I got a good battle of those two. They're going at it the whole weekend there. So
yeah,
I'll have to get that out there on the tour page here sooner than later.
Yeah, gotta hire a video editor. Maybe one of these people who are doing all of these video edits. Maybe they could take some of your footage and chop it up for us.
Oh yeah, I need it. We got some pretty impressive people doing these video contests.
Yeah, you know? they seriously are getting better and better.
Oh yeah, and, you know, it seems like we have like a top three coming to every race. Mm-hmm. You know, they're battling back and forth, and it's cool seeing them swap positions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, so, it motivates them to show up in video, but two, to produce something pretty cool that they're going to actually try to, you know, steal a win from their buddy or something. It is fun to see those guys out there.
That's definitely been one of the coolest things for me about tour this year is making the switch to that. I mean, it's sweet. It gives people, when I got into moto, when I got into off-road, that's what I did. I did videos and pictures. So seeing an outlet for, you know, some of the younger kids to get involved and to be a part of it without riding is sweet.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no age limit. No, it doesn't matter, boy or girl, what class. It's just if you're a videographer, come on out, no matter how old you are or anything. It's open for everybody. And I was looking.
And we're throwing out you know, money prizes. So
you
put a good video together, you're gonna get paid for it, which is another bonus, you know. I mean, only the top, you know, pro guys are walking away with money now. You know, it's open to anybody. You know, you don't have to be the best rider in the world. You just got to have a nice camera and be able to put something cool together. Walk away with some money.
Yeah, it's great for everybody. It's good for
good for the series. It's good for the videographer if they're trying to get their name out there. Obviously, and they're also getting paid, and it's good for dirt bikes and everything. Obviously, spreading the word about GP racing, and it also exposes why we try to push it so heavy is because it just exposes what we're trying to accomplish, and that would be, you know, just promoting a race with that's family fun. It's all inclusive. It's spectator friendly. Number one, like, that's obviously when you can see these videographers, like, they're not walking super far to get all these shots. Like, they're usually just, you know, cutting around. Sure, you can get deep into the woods as you want, but most of these shots that they're getting are, you know, all within a couple hundred yards of each other. So if you just want to come and even see those videos that these people are getting, you can experience that as well.
Yeah,
I mean, who's talking about the gun range in the background there? Tell him to
we got Sam over here. He's talking about sporting clays.
Sinofsky, turn it down.
Sinofsky, yep. A voice of Tor is asking you to turn it down over there. Yeah, we're I was getting yelled at. We're on the way. We worked hard all day. We're actually headed to get some food right now. So nice. Those guys are screaming at me and made me get in the car. So.
I won't keep you for much longer here, man. We'll start to wrap everything up here. We're getting about 30 minutes in. That was kind of my goal for you guys, but I'm not totally ready to let you guys go yet.
We got a couple miles to the restaurant here.
So okay, very good. Rolling. Yeah, I usually come in when I have somebody that I'm planning on interviewing. I have a good, like, you know, list of questions and everything, stuff I want to hit. But with you guys, I figure we would just chat it up, talk about the racers, and talk about this weekend. And you know, since we're here at the end of it all, was there anything on your guys' mind that you wanted to just touch or talk about? Tegan, you get on here all the time. Sammy, I want to start having you on more now, but you haven't had a chance really to make your voice heard about anything. Is there anything that's been bugging you or anything that you just want to talk about with tour relations or tour related?
Nah, I mean, I'm excited. You can get me on whenever you want. I'm always available, but I just think I try to remind people often, pulling off a series like this is insanely challenging and takes just an absolute insane amount of people and just everything lining up perfectly. And I just want to make sure that everybody who's listening and everybody who comes just make sure you guys are aware of that. This could very easily go away. And, you know, having respect for the property owners, for, you know, race officials, for just everybody, will go a long way in making sure that we can keep doing this for years to come. And I'm just having the absolute time of my life doing this. It's the perfect fit for me now that I'm off a bike. So I'm, you know, selfishly telling everybody to, you know, stay in line so we can keep doing this for a long time.
Ditto, man. Yeah, it's we're very lucky for the whole Temple family and the whole community and everybody for supporting this whole venture. And it doesn't happen without the racers. And you know, ultimately, that's why we're doing this whole thing. So yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you to all of you guys and our riders, our families. It's we got something for everybody. Whether you're a peewee, you got a kid, you ride, you and your kid ride, or your wife rides, or maybe your wife's curious about riding, come on out to Tour and learn about it all. We have the ladies of Tour.
We got the ladies of Tour. We got them covered there. So yep, if you're not ready to race, come out and ride.
Yep, exactly. And then we got the Stasic bikes for the youngsters who aren't ready to get on a full size peewee bike yet. I mean, and this weekend, another fun thing you guys didn't chat about, but I just remembered, was the fishing tournament. Real quick, tell everybody about that real quick.
Oh, yeah. So this is a, like I said before, you know, going around the lake and everything. It's a big lake, and it's a stocked lake. So they're definitely going to be reeling them in come Sunday or Saturday. I'm sorry. So it should be fun to watch. You know, I got my fishing fulfillment at Bear Creek, but I'm excited to see what everybody can pull off this weekend. So.
Yeah, I threw my fishing rods in the camper. I'm ready to go.
So what are your requirements? You just have to be a certain age, or you have to be with a parent, or is there a payout? I saw some of those comments and questions. Can you answer those?
Yeah, so first off, you got to follow all New Jersey laws. I don't know them off the top of my head. I'm not much of a fisherman myself, but, you know, whatever New Jersey laws there are, maybe, you know, I know they have, you need a fishing license. So I think they're pretty easy to get. You know, Sammy probably could elaborate more on what that's all required, you know, being the local that he is. But then it's all ages. And then as far as payout, we're going to kind of see, you know, what we draw. And, you know, kind of the more people sign up, the bigger the prizes get. You know, this isn't, you know, something we're looking to make money off of. We talked about doing merch giveaways and gift cards, like we did at Buzz Creek for the pit bike race. We're thinking something along those lines, but we want to make sure we're, you know, matching, you know, the amount of people that show up to the prize. So the bigger, the more people, the bigger the prize, basically.
Beautiful. I love to hear it. Yeah, it should be fun. Get the kids out there, get the, drop a line, and, man, dirt bikes, fishing, hay rides, golf carts. What more could you ask for in a weekend?
It's going to be an epic one. And especially this time of year, you know, we're getting into hay ride, season here.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
The leaves are turning here and stuff. So it's a long walk to the start, but man, it's a scenic one. You're going out around the lake, you know, some very fall vibes all the way around the lake already.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to get down there this weekend and check it all out, man.
Yeah. I do, before we hang up here, I got to give a shout out to Tom Rambone. If you guys see him at the race, just go up and tell him thank you. You know, he's the man behind this one, getting this one
put together
for us. And yeah, he's
one
local,
of our racers, right?
He's one of our racers. He's a local Franklinville cop. I think I posted something in the past about him, but yeah, he pulled a lot of strings, and he's got the whole Franklin Township on board for this one.
Sick.
So just making it possible.
Oh, I'll be sure. Yeah, I'll be sure. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll be sure to be boosting him up.
Okay. And then he came out with his whole crew, Kyle Deese, you know, he didn't get to race the last one. I don't know if we want to get into all that. His craft.
Gator pit.
It's dangerous on more than just a dirt bike. Let's just say
that. Oh, yeah. I think the gator pit got him on the last one. You know, him, Matt Beckett was out here working. He helped out, you know. Richie Van Horn, I think, was out here. He was running a tractor.
Nice.
I think who else is out here? I'm sure I'm missing somebody. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get everybody, but it's been two hectic weeks getting this thing all together.
I'm sure, man.
But,
yeah,
you know,
sounds like it's all hands on deck and all the local boys.
Oh, yeah.
Up. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. 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 Everybody came out and helped out. And New Jersey property, not New Jersey property, but a new location in New Jersey property. Everybody came out and made this possible. It was sweet. All hands on deck for this one.
Awesome, man. Well, it's shaping up to be another awesome weekend of racing. It sounds like every weekend, you know, it doesn't sound like it can get any better, but we have just something unique and new at every weekend of racing, whether it be a new location or a fun new event. This weekend, we've got it both. We've got a fresh new property, never had dirt bikes on it, and we're doing the fishing tournament. Just we're always constantly trying to make this more of a weekend and more of a whole family fun experience for you guys, and here we have it, just another great race weekend here in front of us. So, Tegan, unless you have anything else, bro, I'm going to let you roll. And Sammy, how about you, man? You want to cap this with anything?
Yeah, I got an old-fashioned waiting for me at the bar. So,
all right.
Are you here, Sammy? You here at the lake house?
I'm out here on the back porch hiding. So.
Oh, are you? I think I see you. Just look to your right. I'm over here in the grass, you know.
All right,
but I think the only thing other thing I have to add before we go is, you know, we got some complaints at the last one about the extreme section was a little too easy. So Kane worked his magic, and you boys will have your hands full.
Yeah.
So come prepared.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Yep. But no, it should be all good fun.
Sick.
But make sure you get over there, check it out before you line up. That's all. Next to the start should be easy.
Right. Yeah, right on. Yeah, as per usual, guys, we encourage track walk before the race, or hop on your e-bike, your mountain bike, get a quick pedal in. You can ride the entire course and give yourself a little bit more of an edge going into turn one. So.
Yeah, I think another thing is, you know, speaking on that, we are back in Jersey, so we can't have you guys out on the track during racing hours. I know you guys hate it, us as promoters, we hate it as well. We want you guys to be out there, but this is the cards are dealt with New Jersey. So we just ask you respect it and, you know, have a fun weekend.
All right, man. And Sammy, you done, bro?
Yeah. Can't wait to see everybody this weekend.
All right. Here we go. Let's go racing. I'll catch you guys on, I'll see you on Saturday. We got that two-day event this week, so I'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
All right.
All righty.
See you, boys. See you. Have a good night. Jealous I'm missing it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for Sammy and Tegan and myself. Just a nice, a little bit shorter of an episode than usual, but just doing a little bench racing with the boys. I'm looking into getting some bigger name interviews here, some more racers. But I also, you know, I like to keep it down low too. I like to spotlight on some of the amateurs. So I'm not sure, but stay tuned for the next one. I'm looking at maybe possibly having on some of our B riders and maybe even one of our C guys. Just everybody needs a little bit of love. So we're going to try to shout them all out. And speaking of shouting them all out, I don't know how accurate this is, but so the system that I use to host or broadcast the podcast, it lets me see some analytics, meaning who's listening, how many clicks it gets, not necessarily who's listening, but where people are listening, how many clicks, how many plays on different platforms, on each platform, yada, 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 can break all that stuff down. And according to the system, we have some international listeners. There are some folks all over. Let me just pop open my map right now so I can see exactly. But, I mean, I'm talking Germany, Brussels. Let's see here. There were quite a few. And I'm going down this line here because I don't know if it is all a bunch of baloney and it's like some robots or you know, fake accounts or whatever, or just random computer clicks. But let's just see here. No, if you are a real listener and you are international, reach out to me. Shoot me a DM at voice_of_tour at voice of tour on Instagram so we can do an interview or give you guys a shout out, because I think that's pretty dang cool if we got some overseas listeners. Okay, I got my map up here now. So I have got, according to my map, we have folks in London that are listening, folks in the Netherlands, Frankfurt, Stockholm, Sweden. We have Makaba somewhere in Eastern Europe. And we even have some listeners in China, Japan, the Philippines. And here in Vietnam, oh, Singapore. I mean, I could be making all of this up. I'm not making it up because I see the data in front of me, but I don't know if it's some kind of computer glitch. If you are an international listener, shoot me a DM. I think that's pretty awesome. Here's another one in South America, right outside of Belize. I mean, and then obviously we have just got a massive viewing in the tri-state area, but then almost every state, there's a couple that we don't, but we've got some out on the West Coast, bunch in California, Oregon, Dallas, Texas, Colorado. If you are someone out there lurking and you're curious about tour and you're a fan, but you don't live in the area, please, please reach out to me. I think this is awesome. So, I keep forgetting to mention that and I'm glad I remembered here on this one. So yeah, reach out if you're from a different country or just even a different state. Would love to hear from you guys and get some feedback. So after that long-winded dialogue on international listeners, I'm going to cap this one. Thanks, everybody, if you stuck it out this long, and we'll see you this weekend at the Mad Bass GP.